Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to a public meeting of a subcommittee of the New Hampshire Site Evaluation Committee. It is the subcommittee considering the petition by the joint application of Northern Pass Transmission LLC and Public Service Company of New Hampshire, which does business as Eversource Energy, seeking a certificate of site and facility. We are doing a public hearing today, and there will be a number of things that will happen. We'll go over the agenda in a few minutes. But before going any further, I'm going to ask the members of the subcommittee to introduce themselves, starting at my right.
William Oldenburg, representing the New Hampshire Department of Transportation.
Christopher Way, representing the Department of Resources and Economic Development.
Craig Wright with the Department of Environmental Services.
I'm Martin Honigberg. I'm the chairman of the Public Utilities Commission.
Kate Bailey, commissioner at the New Hampshire Public Utilities Commission.
Patricia Weathersby, public member.
And I'm Rachel Whitaker, the other public member.
Seated to my left is counsel to the SEC, Mike Iacopino. At my far right, your left, at the end of the table is Pam Monroe, who is the administrator of the Site Evaluation Committee. I think there's one other person with sort of official status that I'll introduce. That's Peter Roth, who is counsel for the public. He's an employee at the New Hampshire Attorney General's office, and he has a very specific role in SEC proceedings. I don't believe we have representatives of other state agencies here today. Is there anyone from any of the state agencies that needs to identify him or herself? All right, I didn't think so. All right, we'll now open the public hearing, and you're going to hear me read for a few minutes, and I apologize for that. On October 19th, 2015, Northern Pass Transmission LLC and Public Service Company of New Hampshire, doing business as Eversource Energy, and we'll collectively refer to them as the applicant, submitted an application to the New Hampshire Site Evaluation Committee for a certificate of site and facility to construct a 192-mile transmission line. The transmission line is proposed to have a capacity of up to 1,090 megawatts. It is proposed to run from the Canadian border in Pittsburgh down to Deerfield, New Hampshire. On November 2nd, pursuant to RSA 162H, I, as the chair of the SEC, appointed a subcommittee of seven members of the SEC to consider the application. A number of the members acted pursuant to their statutory authority to designate senior members of their agencies. Mr. Way and the others to my right are all designees of their agencies. On December 7th, the subcommittee met to consider the status of the application and determined that it contained sufficient information to satisfy the application requirements of each state agency having jurisdiction under state or federal law to regulate any aspect of the construction or operation of the proposed facility. The subcommittee also made an independent determination that the application contained sufficient information to carry out the purposes of RSA 162H. A procedural order was issued by the subcommittee on December 22nd, setting forth a deadline for motions to intervene, which was set at February 5th, 2016, and scheduling public information sessions in Franklin, Londonderry, Laconia, Whitefield, and Lincoln. Those information sessions took place on January 11th, 13th, 14th, 20th, and 21st, respectively. By the deadline for motions to intervene, the subcommittee had received over 150 motions to intervene and participate in the docket. Today we're here for what is referred to in the statute as a joint public hearing, and the joint aspect of that refers to if there are other state agencies that have permitting hearing requirements. There may be none. It's not surprising. It's not unusual that there aren't. So the only people you have here today are the SEC subcommittee. Under RSA 162H:10, the subcommittee is required to hold at least one public hearing in each county in which the proposed project is to be located. This is the first such hearing, And the Belknap County version of what will take place in four other locations. The public hearings must be held within 90 days after acceptance of the application. Notice of this public hearing was served upon the public by publication in the New Hampshire Union Leader on February 10th of 2016. We will proceed as follows. We will first hear a presentation by the applicant. Following the presentation, the subcommittee members may have questions they will pose to the applicant. Thereafter, the public will be permitted to have their questions posed to the applicant. If you have a question that you want to be given to the applicant to answer, we would like you to fill out one of these green sheets. They're available in the back of the room or just outside, and there are a number of people around who can collect your green sheet if you have questions. We will try to organize the questions by subject matter and try to remove duplicates so that the questions get answered efficiently. Once all the questions have been asked, we will then take public statements or comments on the application. If you wish to speak, we'd like you to fill out one of these yellow slips of paper, and we'll basically take them in the order in which they're submitted. Depending on how many people ask to speak, we'll impose some reasonable time limits on people's opportunities, give you an opportunity to say what you need to say. We will ask you not to repeat what others have already said. If there's someone who said something that you were planning on saying, you can say, I agree with the person who was just in front of me, or I agree with Ms. Jones, who spoke a little while ago on a particular topic. If all you would like to do is make a comment, a written comment, we have blue forms for that. You can submit them to Ms. Monroe at the end of the table. She has them scanned, and they are all posted on our website as comments from the public. I believe the next item of business is to turn it over to the applicant for their presentation. So I will yield the floor.